It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris. Central Baghdad is still clearing rubble after yesterday's triple car bomb attack. At least 40 people were killed and more than 200 wounded. Civilians caught in the violence didn't hesitate to connect the attacks with Iraq's ongoing political deadlock, perhaps because of the targets chosen, the Egyptian consulate and the embassies of Germany and Iran. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The scene is sadly familiar in Baghdad, but the context seemed a bit different. Authorities say the bombs aim to deter foreigners from investing or opening relations with Iraq. But in front of the Iranian embassy in Baghdad's government district, a soldier helping secure the area felt sure he knew why this target was chosen. They're trying to sabotage the political process, but they'll fail, said the soldier, adding that many of the winning candidates have been sending emissaries to the Iranian embassy. Iraq's elections last month left no clear winner, promising months of horse trading among the Shia, Sunni, and Kurdish blocs. But Iraq also has neighbors, and in particular, Iran has not been shy about asserting influence. All of the Shia and Kurdish coalitions have sent delegations to Tehran. Iraq must placate Iran to some degree, says Sadiq al-Rakabi, a senior advisor to Iraq's Shia Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki.
The geographic facts. Iran on our border. So we have to build a relation with Iran.
Rakabi rejects the notion that Baghdad is caught between Iranian influence and American influence. It's the Sunni Gulf states, he says, that have rejected the entire democratic experiment in Iraq and are not open to Shia and Kurdish leaders.
There is no way in the front of the Shia and Kurds except Iran and the United States.
But the U.S. military is on target to leave Iraq by 2012, and the embassy here won't endorse any candidate. To Sunnis, who mostly supported secular Shiite Ayad Alawi in the election, American neutrality doesn't make sense in the face of Iran's interference. Nabil Saeed is an independent Sunni politician.
This is the amazing point of the whole story. Americans are just now standing aside, watching, trying to pull out quickly and safely.
But Saeed recognizes that Iran cannot be completely shut out. He believes that Iran can ignite violence inside Iraq at will by activating sectarian death squads and arming insurgents. The authors of the embassy attacks, on the other hand, are presumed to be Sunni extremists. They've taken responsibility for similar bombings in the past year. As long as Iraq's political situation is unsettled, Iraqis fear there will be more dark days ahead. Mohamed Hassan's house near the Iranian embassy was damaged in the blast.
What can I say? It's between the government, the Iraqi people, and Iran. Iraqi civilians will be the victims. For how long? Only for a few chairs in the parliament? Only for chairs?
It takes 163 chairs in the parliament to make a majority and select Iraq's next government. Iraq's political factions, with encouragement from the neighbors, appear ready to fight over every last one of them. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.